There it is. Okay.
And the logos are up.
And the logos are off. And that's when the people come to life, you know? The fucking lights go out. And
when the lights come on, everybody's screaming hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling.
Is that a that's
yeah,
a real
song?
Yeah,
we drink
song,
what we drink and we smoke what we smoke and we party with yours going all night long when the lights come on. When the lights come on.
Well, obviously that's a real song then, because you're not quick enough to come up with that fast.
Yeah, Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean. Yep. Is that the one who does the fast car new
you
version?
Got a fast car.
Yeah, who is that? Is
no,
that Jason Toby. Somebody? Luke Combs, yeah, that's who it
that's
is.
That's who it is.
Fast yeah, Luke,
car,
Combs.
Luke Combs.
Well, that's he does like.
The, I know. He does
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I never really liked that song either. It just never did it for me.
I don't know about the original version. I don't like the new version.
You've
like
never heard
version.
The original version? I still don't really like it that much. I think well, it's kind according of a, to Faz, it was ranked 16th all time by Rolling Stone, like greatest songs of all time. It was number 16
original
on the
or
list. The original. Yeah.
And I got a gun
never...
and I can chew. Isn't that how it goes or something like that? Nah, I got a gun, but at one
you
point
got
somebody's
a fast
got a gun.
Car. I got a gun and a whole bunch of cocaine.
Dude,
we're about to have a night.
That's what I imagine.
We
that
might
song.
Never get home again. And I
got a feeling that I belong.
And I
got a feeling that this could go wrong.
And it definitely will. And it definitely will. I do like the IEI part, but the rest of it, I don't know. It's just
what part do you like?
I like that bit.
Gotcha.
I put
got
a little. I feel like I put a little Celtic.
Yeah,
in
we got
there.
Irish real quick.
Hey, in the crowd among alligators and payback and the Humpty back camels
and
the long neck geese.
Yeah.
Yep. Those, I mean, listen, we can only, we've got a song, we can only list
and
so many animals.
Five golden rings.
Man.
Dude, that song was a, that song.
That was the reason that,
that
we would
went
go.
To the convention center.
Yes, that was
that's
the reason.
Only thing I looked forward to
yes.
was the fucking alligator
it's
song.
It's like, well, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a big St. Patrick's Day party. There's going to be too many people there. Not really going to know anybody. You're going to have to sit through a little Irish dancing. But at a certain point, the boys are going to be playing
play
that
hockey
song.
With the water bottle caps.
Wow, I forgot all about that. Yep. But eventually, the fellas are going to pull up those long-ass the wool socks and get playing whatever the name of that song is.
Green alligators and long
Wait. I think
geese.
I can remember it. I forgot it's all about the unicorn.
Yeah.
But you got your green alligators, long neck geese, humpty back camels, and your chimpanzees. Your rats, your cats, your elephants.
Cats, rats, and elephants,
as sure as you're born. But something ain't no unicorn.
Don't know it. Green alligators and long neck geese. Some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants. But sure as you're born, don't forget my unicorn.
Right, because for anybody who's not familiar with that song. Yeah, it's about Noah's Ark.
About Noah forgetting the unicorns?
No, what is it? No, so that part is so the song is
I just can't find
God
the unicorns.
Yelling at Noah. He's like, make sure get all the animals, and he's like, don't forget about the unicorns either. The song is supposed to like explain why there aren't unicorns, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's because Noah couldn't find them. He looked.
Never gonna see
he
no
looked,
unicorn.
but he couldn't find them. So I guess they all drown. So that's a good little something to go home with. That's what makes the song Irish, I think. It's not just like the it's the fact that at the end of the day, that song is really there to make all the little kids think about drowning unicorns. That's as Irish
this
as
this is how
it
the
gets.
Song ends. Now, you might think that this is the ending to the song, but I'll have to tell your friends that, in fact, you're wrong. You see, unicorns are magical, so when the rain started pouring, they grew themselves some wings, and they took to soaring. So the unicorns are not dead.
No,
they flew
are.
Away.
I don't believe that. Unicorns can't fly.
You see some
then
green alligator.
Pegasus.
But if you're looking for unicorns,
Pegasus.
Don't be forlorn. The second star to the right and straight on until morning.
All right. That's a little plagiarism from Peter Pan.
And the loveliest of all was unicorns. Never knew that song was about unicorns.
Oh, really?
All I knew was it was about green alligators.
I mean, that is the best part because you have the, I don't know, green and long neck geese.
People are going nuts,
humpty
dude.
Back camels. They should be. I mean, if they know this, if they know this this ditty.
Yeah, we were. This is a fun fact for listeners. We were once the lead float of the world's shortest parade.
That's true. We were. We're right up the front. We had held to carry the sign. And isn't it just like you walk across the street and that's the
literally
parade?
Yeah, it was a crosswalk.
That's about as much as I can commit to for sure.
World's shortest parade, they said though.
Which sounds
we
good.
We made
to
the
me.
Paper.
That's
I believe
true.
The Gazette.
One of the numerous times that we made the now practically defunct Niagara Gazette. We were in there.
Bald for bucks,
yes. They did want to do a story all about me, and then they thought, well, that's not good enough, so we got to bring in the big guns, and that's why Matthew came in.
Yeah, I mean, Bald for Bucks was, like, my staple.
What?
At that period of time.
What do you mean?
Because I was growing out my hair.
Right.
And it was like, I'm going to go Bald for Bucks.
You know, I never told you this, but we set up that whole event, months and months of planning, just to get you to shave
that's
that
not what I'm
off.
Talking about. But you were, you know, the article was about both of us because we were brothers doing Bald for Bucks.
That's right. They're shaving their heads and they're related?
Yeah.
Front page, baby. We didn't make the front page on that one, but.
I had a few features in the Gazette.
I think those were my
trimmings.
Oh, no, I was in there another time, too, because of a student council thing.
Nice.
So I was on student council, jealous, a vice president, baby.
VP.
Co-vice president, actually.
CVP.
CVP, co-vice president with the woman who is now my wife. True
really?
Story. Yep.
That's fucked up. That's nepotism. There was some weird shit going on.
A little bit. A little bit, yes. But whatever.
Sounds like the U.S. government.
Yeah, that's right. Treating, you know, getting us ready for the real world. But yeah, there was this thing where, like, it was like some kind of buddy program for, like, new students or for, like, transfer students. You know, people coming in the middle of the year. Now they have this person who can kind of take them around and, you know, show them all this stuff. And I was like, this is a great idea because I remember very, very well an episode of Full House where DJ starts at a new school and she
has a tough go.
She has a real tough go that first day and she ends up eating lunch by herself in a bathroom stall.
Yeah,
and I was like, we can't let that continue. We can't let that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Tough, man.
Meanwhile, Dave Coulier getting sucked off in a movie theater by a like fucking 17-year-old Alanis Morissette.
Don't
that's
get
just
the reference.
History. That's
hey,
just
hey,
history.
I don't get it, but
that's all right. That's yeah. Uncle Joey, baby.
Oh,
I think it was a University of Michigan. I'm just spitting Dave Coulier facts, baby.
University
of Michigan alum. Red Wings fan, hockey
yeah,
player.
Yeah, big Red Wings fan.
Yep.
Wait, which one was Uncle Joey? He was one who was always in the Red Wings jersey?
Yeah.
That had the guy in his basement. He was basement room.
He was basement room.
He had the statue with the Red Wings jersey in this little hangout town.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because at first he slept. This is the same conversation we had before Jerry Dunn came on the show. Because at first he slept under the stairs, basically. He had his own little Harry Potter hang, essentially. And then they moved him into the basement.
There wasn't a lot of room under that staircase.
No, just enough room for a bed and
a single
woodchuck puppet. Yeah, a single. Joey was lonely.
Yeah.
Joey was the only one who never got with anybody. Even Jesse eventually settled down with Aunt Becky. I mean,
you could see that coming from a mile away.
Sure. I mean, they're a good pairing. Yeah. I mean, and Jesse, you know, he's a wild stallion.
Leather jacket to the nines.
Oof. I mean, you want to talk mullets. That's an underrated one all time, I would say.
Yeah, that's not really a traditional mullet, though.
No, but I think it's a 90s mullet.
He had the flog.
I'm talking about if you watch like
the flog.
If you watch like the first season, he's got a huge mullet, dude. I'm telling you.
Like this? Whoosh.
It's big. It's really impressive. What would you say are the top mullets of all time? Billy Ray Cyrus is the like the go-to, I
Joe
think.
Joe Dirt.
That's a solid one.
And Patrick
Isn't that that's a wig? That's like canon in that movie is like he accidentally glues a wig to his head and it just stays on for his whole life.
You know,
life.
I wish, like, I love the new style mullet.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of like a tapered fade, like from the sides of your head. I'm a big fan.
It's a little cleaner. It's really a lot more business in the front than
it's
ever
been. Oh, yeah. Big time business in the front. You know, and there's not as much party going on in the back because it almost like it doesn't, you don't let it get like crazy in the back. Kind of stays
tight.
But
it's a mixer. It's like a, you know, business in the front, mixer in the back.
Yeah.
Business lunch in the back.
Yeah. Happy hour.
Happy hour in the back.
Business
baby.
In the front, happy hour in the back.
I like that. Yeah. You know, for the working man, the working man's
the
mullet.
The working man's mullet.
You know, Superman had a mullet for a while.
Clark?
Yeah, Clark. Yeah, he was rocking a mullet, which is just another thing. It's like, mild man or Clark Kent can't rock a mullet, but Superman, that guy's got it going on. I think that's what he was sporting when he got killed in the comics.
Sounds right.
I think that's what they're like, he's too powerful with the mullet.
We got
to
murder
him. Listen, X-ray vision, super strength, invulnerability, that's all fine. But
and
if he
laser
gets that
eyes.
Flow going, laser eyes, obviously, yes. But I didn't want to do two visions in a row when I was listing his powers.
But
so I didn't want to hit him.
Which
with
one's better, X-ray vision or laser eyes?
I know, but
eyes?
It's just the first one that
fucking
came to mind, dude.
Eyes,
it's
dude.
Heat vision. Heat vision, laser eyes.
Heat vision.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Because it also can, like.
No,
because
heat vision would be like thermal. Scanning.
No, that would be
thermal eyes.
Thermal, yeah, it'd be.
But that's what
eyes.
Heat is.
No, but that's like that's it's different.
You're
though.
Sensing heat.
It's that's
heat
yeah,
vision
that's,
is you're sensing heat. Those
no,
are fucking
vision,
laser eyes.
Heat vision could be
no.
either or. Heat
he
vision
has eyes that shoot lasers.
What is it? It's thermo.
Andy,
again, this is just,
don't overcomplicate.
No, but it is heat vision.
What
though,
does
because
he do though?
He shoots lasers out of his eyes.
Those are fucking that's
and
laser
then it
vision.
Heats things up.
No, that's laser
and
vision.
Then it, but it's hot. But also, he can use it
if you play
so that it's not like
balloon
full
tower
on
defense and you upgrade your super monkeys, they get fucking
what
laser
the
vision.
Fuck? Okay. Well, I can't.
You know BTD?
I guess I can't argue with that.
You remember Balloon Tower Defense?
No, no,
dude.
That was one of those guys. You know
cool
me.
Math
I wasn't.
Games?
I wasn't in. I wasn't. I wasn't.
You weren't rocking cool math games?
I wasn't. I wasn't. I was too busy
dude,
reading.
Dude, I might download Balloon's Tower Defense on my phone. I got an app.
I remember Peggle. That's the only one I really remember that was hot for a minute.
What were you doing back in study hall?
Yep, that's all. I've blocked everything else out. Oh, man, I watched Good Burger 2 finally.
Home of the Good Burger?
Yeah.
Haven't seen it yet. How was it?
It was good. It was very good.
What's it on?
Paramount Plus. I liked it a lot. You know, it's just goofy. It's doing its thing. I will say, the kid who plays Ed's son.
Ed Jr.?
Excuse me. That might be his name. I don't remember what it is, but.
I don't think Ed's
kid,
coming up with much more.
I don't know. I think, actually, maybe they're all named Ed, because he's got like six kids in the movie. But the oldest one, whoever that actor is playing Ed's son, I mean, true heir to the realm. The kid does a great job.
He does
I
a
mean,
great
a true prince of it the would, land.
I hope all his kids are named Ed.
I think that might be the case.
Also, is he still working at Good Burger?
Of course he is, baby.
And he has six children.
Yeah, something
how much
like
are
that.
They paying him?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think he manages the place now.
Still.
Yeah.
Six kids.
But I also like
in this
I think
economy.
Because his oldest son also works at Good Burger. And I think his wife
is a doctor or a lawyer.
No, they never show her working at Good Burger, but she is also because all his kids are dressed
in
the
Good Burger,
in the Good Burger uniform, and so is his wife. But that was a solid flick. I enjoyed it. Shout out to Kenan Thompson. I haven't read his book yet, but it just came out.
Coming out of the womb, first thing they get placed in is a Good Burger. Instead of a hospital onesie, they get him in a Good Burger onesie.
Yeah, instead of like swaddling him in a blanket, they just swaddle him in a paper hat. Dude, those things.
A Good Burger apron.
if he's lucky. Those things are probably starchy as hell. Folks, the holidays are here, all right? It's a busy time, and it's not slowing down. Why not make things a little easier on yourself this holiday season and start using Instacart? Because with Instacart, you can get not just groceries, but some of your favorite products from some of your favorite local stores delivered right to your front door in as little as 1 hour. The best part is right now, two in the cooler listeners get free delivery on their first order of $10 or more. All you have to do to get that deal is hit the link in this episode description.
Why not make things a little easier on yourself this holiday season and start using Instacart today? Folks, if you're looking to support the show and do something nice for yourself, check out all the sick merch we have got over at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. Link's going to be in the description of this very episode, so it's very easy for you to find. And it's perfect with the holidays coming around, okay? You're looking for gifts and stuff, and you want to give people something quality and cost-effective. And that's what we are all about, because over at our merch shop, you're going to be finding hoodies, long sleeves, T-shirts, all kinds of stuff, whatever it is you're looking for, top quality merchandise, okay? This is not that Gildan brand or whatever, you know, that you can only wear once and it fits like a cardboard box and you feel gross wearing it. No, the T-shirts especially, tri-blend material, folks, okay? I'm only giving you the best. And you can get, of course, not just clothes, but all kinds of really great accessories, mugs, bucket hats, baseball hats. We got different kinds of slides. We've got fanny packs, notebooks, whatever it is you're looking for, not just for this show, but also for Scheming and Dreaming and Quested, the other two podcasts that we produce right here. So it's a great way to support the show and do something nice for yourself. So go again and check it out. That's snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. I mentioned it up top, but I've got to tell you once again, got to remind you about the brand new Patreon page. It started. It's in full swing. We're having a lot of fun with it right now. What's up there is the Captions On podcast, where we're going through all the Disney Channel original movies. It's an insane time. We've got the live watch parties going for those as well on the Snack Spot YouTube page. But if you want to get the podcast, you got to subscribe to the Patreon. Good news, though, it's only $3 a month, so you're going to want to get in early on this, baby, okay? We've got a lot of big plans for a lot of other stuff coming up on there. But right now, of course, like I said, check out the Captions On podcast and be on the lookout for a lot of other fun stuff. Thank you to everybody who's already subscribed. All you got to do is hit the link in this episode description. Go check it out. Again, that's patreon.com/snackspot. And if you're interested in advertising on this show or our twin show, Scheming and Dreaming, or Quested, the Dungeons and Dragons podcast that we produce here, you can email us at snackspotsports@gmail.com for details on how you can start reaching thousands of listeners in the Buffalo area and beyond. You know, just when you think the podcasting industry is going to slow down, another boom starts to kick up, okay? And a big part of that right now is because with the numbers that podcasts are getting and the realization of how effective podcast advertising is, giant companies like McDonald's, State Farm, NASCAR, they're all moving into the podcast advertising business. You know, these are huge companies who are advertising on the Super Bowls. Their ad budgets are like massive. I mean, it's crazy. It's very cool to see them move away from the more traditional media, you know, like TV or whatever it is, into podcasting. The problem is there hasn't really been any room left, you know, so far for smaller or even local businesses to get in on the action. But that's what we are here for. That's what we're all about. So, again, if you're interested in learning more about all the benefits to podcast advertising, hit us up at snackspotsports@gmail.com. Oh, man, I also had Pizza Hut for the first time yesterday since I was a sophomore in college.
So you picked it up?
No, I got it delivered because they'll still deliver.
How was it?
It was delicious.
It was good because I've heard sometimes if you're like DoorDashing it, it doesn't have the same effect as like going to the Pizza Hut buffet. Because,
well,
you know,
nothing
we
does.
Never, well, that's what I mean. Like, we never really ate Pizza Hut to go ever.
No.
You never. Were always eating it in-house.
Yeah. God. Everything about the Pizza Hut sit-in restaurants was top of the line. I loved
the little
booths.
Things that would shoot darts out of the wall.
Yeah. The brick. Everything about
the
those.
The dirtiest brick you've ever. That brick hasn't been washed.
Well, the floors were disgusting. The carpet was not even really fabric at that point. It was more just like some kind of crust. There was some kind of crusted layer over the entire carpet.
You really couldn't. You didn't want to touch things.
No, you didn't want to touch very much. You definitely didn't want to touch very much. But, God, it was good.
Fuck, so good, dude.
Dude, it's making me hungry for cottage cheese, actually, because I love getting that from the salad bar. That's
dude,
a salad
you know
bar
me.
Staple.
Dude, have we ever talked about this on the show?
There's no way we couldn't have. It's Pizza Hut, baby. No one out pizzas the Hut.
So if we haven't, we'll address it now. I invented a salad.
Okay.
And to this day, it is the best salad anybody has ever invented.
All right. Lay it out. TikTok recipe the shit for everybody.
So you could do it with your own ingredients, but really it can only be perfected like in nature at the Pizza Hut buffet because it's the only time that all of the proper ingredients are going to be in one place at the same time.
Yeah.
So you start out on a plate, not a bowl. So you start out with a good base of cottage cheese, like a full bowl of cottage cheese.
Wait, hold on. This is a salad you're making, by the way? Okay. And the first ingredient. Now, if I
do look, you remember now, how I used to eat this?
Oh, yeah. It's burned into my memory because it was pretty gross. I'm going to let you keep going. However, so I will say, were I to invent a salad, I do think my first ingredient would be, I don't know, lettuce? No. Call me crazy.
No, it's like, yeah, it was kind of, I guess you could also consider it a salsa.
No, I don't think I will. I don't think I will, Matthew.
It was made with ingredients from a salad bar. That's why it's a salad.
So, no. Keep, okay, finish your recipe.
And I at the time, I had it down to a perfect ratio.
Okay, keep going, because I'm interested to see if vegetables make an appearance at all in this quote-unquote salad.
You know it, don't
just you? Just keep going. I think I might be fuzzy on some of the ingredient details.
So, plate, not a bowl, sorry. So, and I used to have the ratios perfectly evened out, and if I wanted more, I would go back for a second helping, and I would just cut the ingredients in half.
Yeah.
So it was like a base layer of cottage cheese, and then a few, so they had the tongs, is how you would get stuff too. So a few tongs of the,
I have to measure it in tongs. It's the only recipe that calls for tong uses. No cups, no tablespoons.
That's all I had was tongs, man.
So that's the only quantifiable thing we have to measure.
So you would, a few tongs of,
not even like
shut the fuck up.
Sorry, this is sorry.
A few tongs of the potato chip sticks. You know the sticks?
Yeah. Those are damn
yeah,
good.
Yeah, a few tongs of the potato chip sticks. Which brought a lot of the salt, which is what you needed.
Yeah.
And then like one or two spoonfuls of sunflower seeds.
How many tongs does that come out to?
No, they had the little spoons that were almost like shovels. I remember. Shovels, yeah. So you didn't need tongs for that. And then you would go like one to two tongs of shredded cheddar. And then you would top it with four of the canned peach slices. And you get a little bit of the canned peach juice on there too.
Yeah.
And then you would cut the canned peaches and you would mix it all together with your fork.
Okay.
And then that would be your salad.
Okay, now I... Okay.
So it was so cottage cheese, potato sticks, and sunflower seeds, cheddar cheese, shredded cheddar cheese, and peaches.
So two kinds of cheeses. You could technically call that a two-cheese salad. It'd be extremely misleading on the menu, but you could technically call
Dude,
it a two-cheese salad.
Dude, I'm not kidding, Andrew. Thinking about that concoction right now, it is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. It is fucking delicious.
I don't know whether
I don't,
to laugh
I can't,
or cry at
no,
that.
Andy. Because the cot... So think about it.
Oh, I've thought about it.
Cottage cheese and peach combo is like very... Is not a weird
I've
thing.
Heard, that's true. I've heard that.
And then you put the salty element to it with the and you get some crunch
yep.
with the potato sticks and the sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
And then you top it with some cheese just like you would anything else. It is fucking delicious, dude. Somebody out there, I bet you I'm the only person in the world that's ever like consistently eaten that.
That's true. And lived past the age of 14.
But it is so good. Somebody please try it. But you have to get probably the right peaches. Like, I don't think you can use the peaches from the like cups. Cup of fruit,
okay. Yeah.
Like the Dole cups. I think you'd have to get like canned peaches because I'm assuming that's what they were using.
They definitely can't be fresh.
No.
Yeah, you don't want any fresh
peaches. No, you're
peaches
not cutting up
salad.
A peach. No. You want a slimy, juicy peach that's been soaking in simple syrup for like 3 months.
Yeah, you want an old. You want a peach that's seen some shit. You want an old peach, baby. A wise old
You want a
peach
that they're serving at the Niagara Falls Pizza Hut.
Yeah, so that peach has been
dude. This is maybe the third restaurant that Peaches had its life.
Yeah, they were whatever Peaches were left over from the salad bar at the Amherst Pizza Hut. They were driving down to the Niagara Falls Pizza
Hut. The
nice
one, the fine dining of the Amherst Pizza Hut. Yeah. Man, I do remember driving to Amherst a couple times as a kid and being like, man, this, wow, we made it. Yeah. This is the big leagues out this way, dude.
Yeah.
But then Military Road, baby, blew up. Goddamn, this is some in-depth Niagara Falls shit right here.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when, you know, you tear down what a high school and build a
the
Walmart.
Pizza Hut? They turned it into a Moe's. Or they're in the process, I think.
Really?
I think it's going to become a Moe's. Well, I know where else they put a Moe's in. Like down by the church, by the casino.
Mm.
They put a Moe's in, like one of those hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't think this is actually where it is, but it's like, you know, remember where that Italian restaurant was?
Oh, yes, yes. It's like, attached to the Super 8.
Yeah, that's like where the Moe's is. It's like attached to the front of one of those hotels.
That place was good. Dude. I've been dying for some good Italian food. That's honestly why I settled for Pizza Hut yesterday, because I was like, I just need some sauce and cheese, dude, in my life. I
love Pizza Hut.
Man, I want to go to Carrabba's, honestly. Because it's not bad. Dude, Carrabba's is not bad.
Yeah, I got Carrabba's gift cards on deck.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they still made those.
I probably have, I don't want to blow myself in, but I could go to Carrabba's and really go nuts.
Which, nuts at Carrabba's is what, like $80?
I could go nuts.
Dude, you walk into a Carrabba's with $80 cash in your pocket, they'll treat you like a king.
Nah, dude, Carrabba's is a higher end chain restaurant. Like, it's not cheap in Carrabba's.
You know, I think that it's
Alfredo in there is $18 easy.
That's pretty wild.
You get some calamari with that, bitch.
Mm. And I do think that.
I mean, it's.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
You okay?
Excuse me. Holy smokes.
Oh, my God.
It's that Celsius, dude. It doesn't want to stay down. It's fighting me every step of the way. That's why I like drinking them, though.
Yeah.
I like a challenge.
Yeah.
I like a little battle with those boys. But, yeah, Carrabba's, I feel like, has benefited from the popularity of, like, an Olive Garden, because Olive Garden is, you know, it's just too trashy these days.
I also fuck with that. I love a good chain restaurant.
But, well, yeah. You know, I mean, here's the thing, dude. You get, like, chicken fingers at, like, a Chili's. It's a whole different world. Medium chicken fingers at
Chili's.
Chicken
crispers?
Yeah, chicken crispers, dude. If they call chicken, if they have like a specialty name for chicken fingers, they're going to be good. They're going to be so good. You remember Jack Astor's? Best chicken fingers I've ever had in my life. I think they might have closed it. That was the only one that I was aware of. But that place,
I don't know, dude. That shit might still be open.
That was like a.
Did they used to try to make it look like an 80s diner in there or whatever?
No, I don't think so. I just remember it looking the same as every other place.
Yeah.
But goddamn, it was good.
Sign, I assume.
They had
no Johnny Rockets.
Rockets. Yeah. I never really got to go to any of those, but it always seemed cool just because of the theme. God, you know what I could go for? Also, another heavy food episode, but also give me a break,
dude. I'm always hungry.
A Snickers milkshake from Cheeburger.
Did that also close?
No way. Emily says yes. What do you mean?
I think Cheeburger closed their doors for good.
Fuck.
They didn't have any more room on the walls for people to eat 1 pound burger, so they just shut it down.
God, hasn't COVID taken enough?
Dude, when I was young, I used to be like, wow, dude, how could anybody eat that? I guarantee you right now I could eat that. I guarantee you 5 years ago I could have deleted it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You could have eaten two of those at a certain point.
But I bet you I could still. Yeah, I don't know. I bet you I could, like, if I was really hungry, I could still eat it.
I mean, just like, back in those days,
That's a Mondo burger.
That's a Mondo burger, dude. That's a problem.
Those I Mondo wonder how they cook them. Like, do they, like, you know what I mean? Is it just is it like a really thick or is it really long? Or like, you know,
I
not
think it's
long,
thick.
Like
I think
round.
It's a thickie. I think it's a, yeah, I think it's a bit of a chode burger situation there.
I imagine
which
that,
for a
too.
Burger is what you want.
Yeah, but there's something to say about, like, a skinny patty. Like, the smash burger's big now.
Yeah.
Like, there's something to be said about, a Ted's burger, let's say, for example. It's a pretty thin burger, but it's, like, it's good.
Yeah, that's true. They are very
like,
popular.
I do like a burger that you can get, like, medium rare. You know what I mean? That's, like, a thicker burger. But I also appreciate a skimpy burger.
Yeah, I mean, they make a lot of good ones, but I don't know. It all depends on the flavor, honestly. Like, I think there are certain places you go where you get a big-ass burger, but it just tastes completely flavorless,
yeah,
and that ruins it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you go to Grover's, and their burgers are fucking massive.
Yeah, I've never been.
It's so good, but they taste incredible despite their size. That's the only burger that I, like, cut in half and, like, eat it like that, because you try to go all in on one of those puppies, and that's a losing
battle.
You don't
think
that's
you're
gonna
win.
Dude, that's like fucking trying to invade Russia by foot in the winter. You know what I mean? Like, Hitler and Napoleon both tried, and they could not get that burger down, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Did Hitler and Napoleon both try to invade Russia in the winter by foot?
Yeah, that's one of the big reasons that the Nazis lost World War II. Couldn't do it. And before Napoleon gave it a shot. Same situation. That Hitler man, say what you will about him, but he did not learn from the mistakes of the past.
No.
I think that guy...
History
that guy
repeats itself, man.
That guy, I think
How
he
tall
had some
was
serious
Hitler?
Problems. I think he was like 5'6".
You think Hitler had some serious problems?
I'm
going
to go out on a limb here and say that guy had something, had a screw loose, you know? He had something going on up there.
I did
he
see...
He was a little off.
I've been watching the Office Superfan episodes.
Right.
And there is some funny stuff. And like some of the old episodes, I feel like... When I rewatched it, like, I wouldn't watch, like, season one again. You know what I mean? Because you already know everybody, so you're just like, let's get to the, you know, the funny stuff. But season one is pretty funny. And there's an episode where Dwight wins, like, Salesman of the Year for, like, the Northeast Regional something. Like, Salesman Group or some sort. And Michael had won it in the past. So Michael was going, like, to the event, and Dwight had to give a speech. And Dwight hates public speaking at this point in time. Like... is super nervous, can't do it. So Michael tries to give him some pointers. Doesn't work. So Jim ends up giving him some pointers, and Jim goes through, like, the speeches of, like, all the world's, like, most powerful dictators and, like, pulls, like, phrases and, like, also, like, mannerisms and stuff from the speeches. And so Dwight finally gets up there and gives a speech, and the crowd goes fucking nuts, like, best speech they've ever given.
And he's
just, like, banging his fist on, like, the desk and, like you know, like, not necessarily going full Hitler, but, like, a lot of, like, fist pumping and, yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, you know, I think I can see how people could get caught up in being a dictator. Like, if you have a bunch of people, like, cheering you on, like, going absolutely nuts every time you give a speech, I can see how you could trick yourself into being like, yeah, I should probably rule a country and then rule the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I felt after I gave a speech at your wedding.
You were like,
I was like,
Poland,
dude, I need
you're
more.
Next.
Yeah.
First the Timber Lodge.
Where's the Archduke?
Where's the Archduke?
Just out of curiosity.
Does anyone have eyes on the Archduke?
Archduke, call an ambulance. But not for me.
Nice. Let him know. You think that's what that guy said?
Yeah.
From the Black Hand? I wish, you know, it's crazy. I have no idea what that guy's name is. And he, you know.
Ferdinand?
No, not Ferdinand, the guy who assassinated him. Because that's one of the most important guys of all time.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley.
I don't think so.
What was the guy's name that shot Lee Harvey Oswald? That's what I was looking for. Who's Lincoln Riley? That's a person.
Lincoln Riley is nobody.
No, that's somebody.
You may
somebody.
Have combined a couple of different people. This is something that I've been thinking about. Let me put this to you. Germany... Because we're talking about World War I and World War II.
Lincoln Riley, he's the head coach of USC's football team. I knew Lincoln Riley was somebody.
Wow. Shout out to him. Yeah. Two famous Lincoln Rileys. How about that? Shares a name with the assassin.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, Germany, they were a little bit like the Mighty Ducks coming into World War II.
No.
Yeah. Because World War I... they got the fuck kicked out of them. And that's why they went so aggressive and tried to take over the world, because they felt like they got the short end of the stick after the Treaty of Versailles. I'm going to try and pull out. That's one of the only treaties I can name. I don't know if that's the right one.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, that ended World War II.
No, I'm talking about World War One. Oh, what ended World War One?
So yeah, that might be. You might be right.
It's got to be. It's got to be a different one. I think Versailles has got to be World War Two. So that, I mean, people, you know, are literally burning their money to stay warm because it's worth.
Treaty
more.
Of Versailles was World War One.
God damn it! I'm so fucking good at things. It's incredible. My
can
mind
you tell
is
me when it was
track.
Signed?
1920. Five.
Not even close.
Fuck. 1926.
Going the wrong way, Andy.
1919.
World War One started in 1914 or 1915?
Oh, okay. So then it ended?
1919.
Okay. See, I always think it started in 1919, no. But I get
things June
28th,
1919.
That's when it ended?
Yeah. That, no, that's when the Treaty of Versailles was signed. So okay. I guess technically it was because of the peace treaty. Yeah, but yeah, I think there was still a little bit.
But so then, I mean, so then Germany's like getting the shit kicked out of them. And then it seemed like, you know, Hitler is like the Gordon Bombay of that country and is like, we could maybe get things back on our feet here. And they fucking, they took it all the way to the championships, dude. That first round, yeah, they got the shit kicked out of them by the Hawks, but then they kind of started to come back. They get a couple of guys on, new guys on their roster, you know what I mean?
I don't think they've ever seen the Mighty Ducks.
I mean, the analogy's falling apart as we're discussing it, but that doesn't mean it's wrong necessarily.
But
it's like how the Mighty Ducks ends in real life, you know what I mean? Because like in the non-movie version, sure, these kids do great, but they're not winning the fucking championship. They're getting, you know, they're shooting themselves in a bunker to end the
in the movie. They literally went.
Yes, but again, that's the movie version. Germany's like the real life underdog story. Yeah,
but Gordon Bombay is still there. That was not a good analogy.
All right, well, forget that. Cut that whole section
no,
out.
No, leave
cut
it.
That whole section out of the, out of everything.
Whatever happened to Hitler?
That's a good question. Nobody knows for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Him and James Buffet.
Yup, just hanging
and Tupac.
Out. Let's say you got. I mean, think about all the people that they say like aren't dead, right? Elvis, Tupac.
No, Elvis is dead.
But people say, I mean, by now he probably is, but people say
no,
he didn't die.
Tupac and James Buffet are
but
still
alive. But just work with me here on this, right? We're talking about all the people who it's been said of them were not
but
really
I'm telling
dead.
You Elvis is dead.
Okay, that's fine. But you got Elvis, Tupac, Jimmy Buffett.
I can't understand this
Hitler,
analogy.
JFK. But
Walt
like,
Disney.
Let's say Walt Disney, sure. So let's say that you get like famous enough, big enough for whatever reason that you know, you become one of these elite people who, like, when you die, quote unquote, you're not actually dead and you go to, like, this underground bunker, but Hitler's one of the people in that bunker. Would you be like, fuck this, I'm going back to the real world and, like, dying like a regular man? Or you're like, well, Hitler is here and we don't agree on everything, but
don't
I do get
to
live life in
lap
of luxury. Oh, like other guys in the bunker?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's a delicate ecosystem. I mean, if you're all living
not.
In that
just
bunker.
Kill Hitler.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean,
and then if you're evil.
Then who's going to make spaghetti on spaghetti night, Matthew? We got to fill that. Who's
anybody
gonna,
else?
Who's going to fill that? No, not like Hitler. You haven't had spaghetti till you've had Hitler's spaghetti. I'll tell you what. Say what you will. Again, say what you will about that man, but the guy knows his sauce. That's what everybody always said about Hitler. Why do you think he was such good pals with Mussolini? You know, do you remember? You
I
ever heard that story?
This entire podcast.
You ever heard that story about Mussolini?
Put it on the record. Put a flashing thing on this. On this. This is gonna get taken off of YouTube.
Ah, that's okay. I mean, I haven't said one thing that's not historically accurate. So.
What are you gonna do?
So I'm accepting any challenge. Of YouTube.
How about Draymond? I know we were talking a little bit about Draymond last week, but how about his indefinite suspension?
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah,
I mean that's such a huge deal. But it's kind of, I mean, what are you gonna do, man? The guy is like beating the fuck out of people on the court multiple times. I mean, he's the most flagrant player since the Bad Boys Pistons era. You know what I mean? Like, and also the league is just not like that anymore. Which, again, you know, people have their different thoughts on that, I guess. But you can't punch people in the face. You can't put people in headlocks. Like, you can't do crazy shit like that. And that's what he was doing. And as great of a player as he was, as valuable as he was to that team, and what kind of a big name he's been for the league, you can't let that slide. So it's a pretty crazy... It is wild. An indefinite suspension is wild. But if there was anybody who was going to get it,
yeah,
it'd be Draymond.
But that doesn't mean he's done forever, because he'll appeal it. Mm-hmm. And once he serves enough games. They said they just called it an indefinite suspension because they didn't know what number of games to put on it yet.
Yeah, yeah. I think
they were just like, this man needs to cool down. I think they sent him to like therapy or some shit.
I'm sure that's part of it, because I think Adam Silver said in his statement that he's going to have to, Draymond's going to have to do certain things, or he's going to have to meet certain expectations or whatever. So going to therapy,
I don't even know, I guess I
list.
Don't really know much about him or basketball, but I feel like it's not even because he's an angry guy. I think he just is a competitor. I think that's his role. I think his role is to play the heel, and to be the heel, you got to punch people in the face in a sport where you can't punch people in the face.
Yeah, you know what? You are right about that. You are right about that.
Like, I don't think, like, I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe he is, like, an angry guy, and he's got, like,
I mean, he seems pretty angry.
Yeah, but, like, you hear, I don't know, maybe it's different, but, like, you hear interviews of, like, former hockey players talk all the time that were, like, the nicest, like, friendliest people ever, but their job in hockey was to, like, be
enforcers,
bad, right?
Yeah,
they were just mean and nasty, and they would say nasty shit to people, and they would hurt people, and that was just their job.
Right.
So... maybe he's like that.
Yeah, I don't know if...
because if that's the case, like, how are you going to... going to therapy is not going to make him feel better. Or maybe it does, but then he's going to be out of the league because, like, you know, without his physicality, his physical aspect, and his, like, his, you know, that part of his game, he's probably, you know...
right.
Not really in need anymore in the league.
Sure. Well,
he's older.
No, that's a... yeah, that's a tough thing to consider, actually. It's like, you know... maybe I could change some things a little bit, but what if it makes me a worse basketball player?
Yeah. Like that's just my speculation. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I would guess. Like, you know,
like if he comes back and he's almost a lobotomized, like a sedated Draymond Green.
Yeah, like
he's not going to have the same impact on the game
for sure. Because he's not really scoring anymore, right? But he's still good defensively.
No, I mean he is still great defensively.
And that's what I mean. Like that's
I think
why
he's a pretty
he's so good
facilitator.
He passes the rock
sure,
well.
Yeah, I'm not sure how well he's doing on the scoring end. Actually, I'm out of touch.
Yeah.
I watched basketball for the first time the other day in like forever, and it was glorious.
You enjoyed it?
Ugh, I missed it so much.
Get back in there.
Yeah, I know.
It's like riding a bike, Andy.
Now I got Hulu Live, baby. ESPN on deck.
Yeah.
It's got to be no problem.
That's top bins. You get rid of Disney Plus, though?
No.
Well, now you got to have it separately, though. No more Bundies.
Dude, I got it. What?
No more Bundies.
Yeah, I never had it bundled, though, which, you know, I was losing out on that, but whatever. Now I'm more prepared for the world that we live in today. Yeah. But I can't get rid of Disney Plus because
down and out.
I got to watch The Simpsons. Every day.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I had to buy the National Treasure movies on Amazon.
Because you got rid of it because you don't have Disney Plus anymore?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, at least now you own them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's good.
And I watch them a lot.
Yeah. So that is you've probably already made your money back on that one.
Yeah. Should we do the Who Run of the Week?
Yes. I will remember who it is right now as I'm thinking about it. Oh, yes. Excellent. Okay. This week's Who Would Win of the Week, a very special Christmas Who Would Win of the Week, is Bernard.
Showed a little tummy. Stretching.
Make sure you black that out if it's on camera, Emily. But this week's Who Would Win of the Week is Bernard from the Santa Claus versus Buddy the Elf. Oh, excuse me. The Celsius is fucking trying to
fucking
burst out of me like the little alien from Alien. I know. I am fully addicted to them, and I will never stop. But Bernard versus Buddy. Now, here's the thing. Buddy has that thing, and we've had other people in the Who Would Wins before that have been like this, where he's got that kind of joyous ignorance that could potentially really throw off his opponent, potentially keep him going through this fight, and potentially benefit him at the end of the day. You know, for example, there's that scene even in Elf where he keeps calling Peter Dinklage a South Pole elf or whatever because he doesn't know what little people are.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dinklage, like, loses his shit on him. I can see something kind of similar happening here because, for sure, Bernard is going to get... Buddy the Elf is going to annoy the shit out of Bernard. And Bernard's no slouch either, you know what I mean? Bernard, I feel like he doesn't necessarily want to throw hands, but I think if you get him angry enough, he'll fucking shake a bitch, no, you know, without a second thought.
Bernard is very high-strung.
Yeah, very high-strung. And Buddy's complete loosey-goosey.
He's very on edge, so much so that, as the saying goes, you couldn't fit a sunflower seed up his rear end.
Yeah, as the saying goes. Yeah. As the Christmas saying
goes.
Heard
that one on talk radio.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
But, so he's very high-strung, and he gets very frustrated when people, like, push his buttons.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no. He's got OCD or something along those lines
for certain. He's got a lot of stuff.
But that's why he's a great head elf. But, yeah, he's going to get very, very pissed at Buddy's, like, lack of self-awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
Because also, like, not having met Buddy when he's, like, when Buddy's like, I'm an elf, Bernard's going to be like, no, you're not. And Buddy's going to be like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you think that might even get him mad?
Oh, that
like racism?
The racism
might impact him a little bit? My culture is not your prom dress kind of thing? Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, though, is like Buddy being a human man, and Bernard is not like
He's not that small for an elf.
No, he's not small.
He's stocky.
Yeah, but Will Ferrell, you know, being Buddy the Elf, is still like a pretty big dude.
Yeah. Like, have you ever seen the deleted scene from Elf of Will Ferrell playing hockey?
No.
You've never seen that?
I don't think so.
Wow. That's like a... Emily? Really?
We're not on...
It's all over
not,
the place.
Sorry, we're not in... Hold I mean,
for
you. We're not
is,
in
no,
the bonus
important
features
information
of,
for this
of the Elf win. DVD.
This is important. Yeah. No, this is must watch. I don't know where it is, Andy. Oh, shit. I don't know where it is. I'm searching.
Oh, you know what, though? You bring up just speaking about
it's
Buddy.
Just, it's
I mean, don't worry about it. But, like, the snowball fight scene. I mean, Buddy the Elf's a goddamn machine with those things.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, his arm is like a, it goes machine mode.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of physicality cannot be taught. That's just an insane natural ability.
Uh-oh. Dude, have you seen this new Johnny Depp, like, Dior commercial, the cologne commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
Where
he's walking with the wolves,
dude?
Yeah.
Fucking right.
It is pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
I did like that one, actually. Sauvage. I just saw it the other day during the Bills game.
Get
it
at Macy's, your fragrance destination.
It's destination, baby.
Deleted scene from Alf. We won't put it too loud so we don't get ceased.
Nice. I kind of, maybe I do remember this.
It's deleted scene, but it...
Yeah, but I feel
obviously
like
they recorded
I've seen
it
before on Instagram or something.
And like, boom, he just starts hammering people.
Yeah. So he is physical, and it's he's physical in a way, though,
he's
that he doesn't know his own strength, right? So
even
if Buddy ends up not wanting
look
to hurt Bernard...
Dude, he sent that, look at that, dude. He sent that dude
right
flying.
Into the stands. To the moon. Ooh, boy, right in the jingle bells.
Yeah.
Am I right, folks? I feel, you know what? The more we think about it, the more I'm like, I think Buddy might actually take this one. Because he's, I mean, at the, as kind of the childlike wonder that really makes up Buddy's personality, he is a physical specimen.
Well, that's the thing is, like, if Bernard started, like, getting pissed at him and, like, hitting him at first, I think Buddy would kind of like think it was funny.
Yeah.
Like as if it was a joke. And then he would realize he'd actually get pissed and be like, ow, ow, ow. And then he would go to like hit back one time and he would just fucking rock Bernard's shit.
Or even if Buddy sees Bernard's attack, because Bernard's initiating
without
a doubt.
Buddy see as Buddy do.
Buddy see Buddy do. But even if Buddy sees Bernard's attack as like, oh boy, tickle fight, when he goes back, he's still going to
hurt him.
He's still going to crush
him. That's what I mean.
So Buddy is going to win this fight. Even by accident, there's no way he loses, I think.
Yeah.
And I love Bernard. Even though now...
Guy like Buddy, dude, is Elf based on Of Mice and Men?
Buddy, yes. I've been holding back on it the whole time, but Buddy is a little bit of a Lenny situation.
And they like obviously it's a kids movie, so they, yeah. and a Christmas movie, so they can't assassinate him. But instead, they just banish him.
No, Buddy definitely. I mean, there's you know, Dasher and Dancer might have had to get replaced a few times because Buddy maybe started petting the reindeer a little too hard. You know what I mean?
No, that's not at all. Did you ever read of Mice and Men?
No.
That's not at all what happened.
That sounds pretty
he
much exactly what happened.
He wanted to pet the rabbits.
Yeah.
So that's why when he got shot in the back of the head, they let him. They were doing
but
it while he was petting.
But doesn't he
rabbits.
Like pet a dog or something and accidentally kill it?
He like accidentally like strangles a woman and like gets.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking of. No, doesn't he kill
like
an animal?
He might.
I'm pretty sure he does. I'm pretty sure that's his thing. Yeah, in the book. Yeah, he kills a puppy. There you go.
And a lady.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, did the lady actually die?
No, maybe not.
Yeah.
That's how they found out he did it.
Yeah.
But he kills the guy, right? Doesn't he kill the lady's... Oh, okay. Well, again, I never read the book.
I did,
so
but
truly
it's been
no
a, long, long, long time ago.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far away.
I'm glad that through all the things that have left your brain, that has stuck. Because that's a great song.
Like, that's 80% of what's going on in my brain.
Oh, well, lock in Buddy, by the way.
Yeah, let's lock in Buddy. Who Run of the Week. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
From Channel 4.
Happy Festivus. You know, everything else. Yeah, that's on that front. Vote on that on Friday on Instagram. Who would win of the week? Andy.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas movie? Top 3 Christmas movies.
That is tough. Let me think. Let's do this, and then let's do songs, too.
Okay.
But top 3 Christmas movies? Honestly, Home Alone. I love.
Yep. I could put that up there.
Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Honestly, I always, going into it, I'm like, I always feel like this is going to be a super long movie, which it's not. That movie, I underrate that movie every year, and it's so good. I think I've got to put that on the list. God, what else do we have on there? I do love Elf, so maybe Elf 2. But you got to throw like a classic in there.
Like A Year Without a Santa Claus?
Yeah,
maybe?
A Year Without a Santa Claus type deal. You know, I was always a Santa Claus is coming to town kid, but Year Without a Santa Claus, I think, has maybe taken that number one ranking and Bass spot for me now. Because I think some of the lines in that are just so funny. I can't get enough of. And also, a great way that I irritate my wife is by singing one of the songs from that movie, Mrs. Claus, who kills it in that. Shout out to the puppet Mrs. Claus. She's a terrific actor in that film. But the Anyone Can Be Santa song, underrated banger. Gets overshadowed by the Heat Miser, Snow Miser song. Reasonably so. But goddamn, is it good. Plus, Year Without a Santa Claus, you also have the Blue Christmas song. Little tug at the heartstrings. Phenomenal. All the kids buying Santa presents one time. So good. I also like how it's kind of an unofficial sequel to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Because, like, Mickey Rooney plays both of those guys. And, like, you know, that some of the things kind of look the same. Oh, my gosh. And what's that? Yeah, it's got to be Year Without a Santa Claus. You got to put that. So I'll give top 3. Oh, fuck. You know what? I got to put White Christmas on there, too, because I do love that movie.
Yeah, that's not making my top 3.
I'm going to go White Christmas, Grinch, Year Without a Santa Claus. Because Year Without a Santa Claus, I mean, you got...
I believe in Santa Claus.
You got...
But there was a time I thought that
is
I...
That, is Year Without...
Old.
No, Santa Claus Coming to Town is Burgermeister, Meisterburger.
Yeah.
That, which is also... Terrific.
Yeah.
Also terrific. Couple of good songs in there, but not, but also there's that, it's got that
one foot
song.
In front of the other.
I mean, that's an all timer.
Yeah.
It's an all timer. That might be the best.
Soon you'll be walking out the door. Put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking on the floor.
That is a great song. If you want to change your sound. Yeah, that is good. A hard walking man is. No.
All right, you're done.
Okay, whatever. I want to say
I
a
would
couple
go,
more songs. Yeah, go ahead.
A Christmas Story.
Mm.
I would go Home Alone, one.
Yeah.
And then I would go Office Christmas Party.
Really? Throw in a little
Dude,
more contemporary.
That
mix.
Movie, yeah. That movie's fucking hysterical. That movie is so funny.
You got a great cast. Jason Bateman, Jennifer
the
Aniston.
The whole, like... No, no, we're not having Christmas party. We're having Christmas. Is the funniest fucking, like...
Sure.
It is the greatest...
Close up shop
it's
right
the greatest
there.
Comedy I've ever seen.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And songs, I would go... Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus Coming to Town.
That is number one. That's the number one.
I would go... I have to go... Probably Mariah Carey. Mm. And then...
I get it, but it's just...
And then it's tight. I love...
Oh, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Dude,
yeah,
I
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I knew this guy in middle school who one day, you know, it was like the beginning of the year.
I know a guy who's a huge Trans-Siberian Orchestra fan.
Dude, this guy,
like,
we were like
passionate.
We were talking about like our favorite bands. And, you know, people are like, AC/DC is my favorite band, or fucking Kings of Leon was like big at that time or whatever, you know. And we're like, hey, what's your favorite band? And he's like, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It was his favorite band of all time. That's crazy.
Like the one
they got one song.
I also like the one with the whip.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
And I like...
Christmas Shoes.
Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way. Is that Jingle Bell Rock?
No, that's just like a weird version
I like that.
Of that.
Yeah.
So, of,
oh, we'll find it to ride in one of those. Yeah, dude, he goes nuts. Yeah, but he goes stupid. I would say that's probably
there. He leaves
there.
It all on the
I would
track.
Say Santa Claus
is
Coming
to
Town, Bruce is... By far number one.
Yeah, it's not even close.
I would say Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way, number two. And then, you know, I would say I'll give you a top four. That's okay. I'll leave it at. Okay. Honorable mention, Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Song I
is
hate
a fucking
that song.
Banger.
That song, I really
jingle,
do
jingle,
this. It's
Dominic the Donkey.
That song should be played
on the radio.
And
Christmas Donkey.
See, that's a situation where it's like, you know what? Maybe there do need to be some more Christmas songs, because if we're still playing that in regular rotation, it's a bad look. That song's
Tommy
awful.
DeVito's favorite Christmas song.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. It's got to be. I did love seeing the pictures of his agent. I was glad. That was very funny. Let's see. For me, Bruce, obvious number one. I love Step Into Christmas by Elton John.
Don't know if I've ever heard it.
Step Into Christmas. Oh, what, yeah. We got together. We can watch
our
phone.
Yeah, okay.
That song always gets me jazzed. And then... I don't know after that. Because I kind of want to say, like...
A little drummer boy.
You know what? The David Bowie, Bing Crosby version of that song is so good.
You're lying. I said that as a joke.
But the Little Drummer Boy itself is maybe it's maybe worse than Dominic the Donkey.
There's a claymation The Little Drummer Boy movie too.
Oh yeah, I remember watching it one time at Christmas, and I was like, I never want to watch this movie again. And then three, I don't know, because there's songs that like aren't great Christmas songs, but it's kind of funny to me when they come on the radio, so I do get joy from them out of that way.
Justin Bieber, that's your third. That'll round out your
I don't remember
three.
That song. But
we'll
it's like,
be under the mistletoe.
Oh, no, I don't think songs. I like that one. But Christmas Shoes, that song just cracks me up. It's so bad. It's so funny. And then there's that other really sad one.
How much do you think the rights to that song cost? Because I would love to ride this episode out. Fade us out into Christmas Shoes right now.
I bet you it might be a little public bit
domain?
Expensive. Public domain? God damn it. The day that Christmas Shoes becomes public domain,
we're
maybe,
closing every episode
I
with
mean,
that.
Listen, the content that we produce is going to skyrocket the amount of things that we start to put out. Sir, I'd like to buy these shoes. For my mama, please.
I've never even heard the song.
It's Christmas Sandy's shoes are just her size. Can you hurry, right. Sir?
Emily, fade her.
Daddy says there's not much time.
Andy, I love you.
Red and bad required. I know these shoes.
I just ended the show, Andy.
Smile. The show doesn't end until I say I love you back. I want it to look beautiful when mama meets Jesus. tonight. I love you too.
Happy holidays, folks.
Let's get out of here. Thanks, folks.